Radio. Dirty.
It's home time. PC Tonkin and Son Citroen, your local trusted car dealers for over 100 years.
Good afternoon, Cornwall. Traffic news. Just hearing about a broken down car through at a playing place. Falmouth bound traffic queued up from Arch Hill towards Key Corner. That's going to cause delays for traffic getting out of the city. 10-minute wait on the Torpoint Ferries. Tamar Bridge is fine. You can give us an update on 01209 313900. Serving the Southwest. So what with our birthday celebrations, I've got the radio moment from the last 21 years. Our Neil Caddy doesn't want you to hear. Right now for James Craig.
First, the family of a four-year-old boy swept out to sea near Loo pay an emotional tribute to the man who saved him. Staying dry and cold tomorrow with a bit more cloud around.
Oh, God, what did we forget to do? We forgot to play the jingle.
You haven't played the old fancy.
Pirate FM Southwest weather.
La, 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 la.
Hawkins Motors Penryn. Unbeatable deals on Peugeot and Mitsubishi cars and light commercial vehicles.
Well, I can't get you to read the weather again, can I?
I can if you like.
Right, no, don't.
The new Pirate FM.
The brand new Anne's Cottage loyalty and gift cards. In store now.
A couple of foot on the south coast, 3 to 4 foot on the north in an east-southeasterly breeze. Nice and clean and a good bit of fun. High tide has been and gone, going low at Prah Sands at 25 past five, all the way out at Fistral at 4:45. If you want to see the latest on the surf, you can check out the Anne's Cottage webcams. Just go to annescottagesurf.co.uk.
Right, next out, we will get it right. Good afternoon, Cornwall!
From the Tamar's bridges down to Land's End, there's a place of sea and sun. Writing history, Merlin's wizardry, and surfers having fun.
It's romantic!
Cathedral spires at Truro's heart, Budman Moor and St. Michael's Mount. Fishing and farming, tourists too, they're industries that count.
Cornwall.
The future's looking great at Great Britain's West.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes.
Happy birthday, dear Pirate FM.
We've been playing real music variety every day since 1992.
Pirate FM 102.
The new Pirate FM.
Real music variety for world's greatest music, whatever you like, Pirate FM. Hello, I'm James Dundon. It's home time. The original presenter of this show back in 92, Tony James, will be helping us read a travel bulletin later on. Remember Tony James? Yeah, he's coming up. That's quite good. 21 years ago today, Pirate FM started broadcasting with the voice of Roger Day, heard on 102 FM at 7 minutes to 8. And that evening, BBC Spotlight featured us on a news report. Oh, that's very nice of them.
102.
Good morning, it's 9 minutes to eight. I'm Roger Day.
The new station's name and garish style belie its rather lackluster accommodation in a unit on a Redruth industrial estate. The station boasts its totally computer-controlled music choice, broadcast with the latest technology, will help win it a large audience. But despite having only four journalists, Pirates management denies it'll be all music and froth.
Local news information and service is very important, and it's important to our adult audience that we're trying to attract, which is really predominantly 25 to 54.
But you've only got four journalists, so isn't your news output going to be pretty feeble?
Well, I think, again, if people have heard the first day's news output, I think they will be surprised. I think it's not only not feeble, I think, you know, we're very proud of it.
The Duchy's first local station, BBC Radio Cornwall, has over a decade of broadcasting established a huge audience of one in every two adults. It employs 10 journalists and another 10 broadcasters on speech-based programmes. Despite the new competition, Radio Cornwall will be sticking to the tested format.
BBC is the only organisation that will provide a service that caters to Cornish requirements. Commercial stations are fine for commercials, but in terms of thorough news, features, feedback about the community and so on, then a BBC station is unmatchable, and we're going to continue to be unmatchable.
It remains to be seen whether Pirate FM can attract an audience, and whether after the first flush of enthusiasm, it can continue to attract advertising in such difficult times.
That is the BBC there with more unbiased, publicly funded news. 21 years later, here we are. And I've been here for 9 years, and I've worked with some incredible people on and off the air. It's a small team. We work our backsides off every day, making Pirate FM what it was and still is. We'll check the roads next.
Pirate FM 102. It's home time. PC Tonkin and Sons Citroen. Serving Cornwall's motorists for over 100 years.
Upping the jackpot to £10,000.
The secret sound. This evening from 6.
Pirate FM, happy birthday, Pirate FM. Coming up on the show, an incredible, incredible story. And we mentioned this yesterday afternoon. A four-year-old swept out to sea, but saved by a passerby here in Cornwall. And the family are on the radio in just a moment, speaking to the man who saved their boy for the first time. That's coming up. 26 minutes past four, traffic news. Last we heard, there was a broken-down car. If you're coming out of Truro, heading for Falmouth, queues between Arch Hill and Key Corner. In Plimstock, two-vehicle accident at Radford Road. 10-minute wait on the Torpoint Ferries. The Tamar Bridge is fine. You can update me by calling 01209. 313900 at Pirate FM. We've got more travel and we're more up to date. Pirate FM.